Time for more Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We get set to talk to Coach Kevin Luke. Coming up a win at Northern Michigan University. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dirk. It's always good to go down to your rival and get one on the road. So it was really good. But I need to say this. Last time we talked about snow blowing, I'm all snow blowed out. We're cleaned up. We're ready to go.
Nice. Well, it's been a long last week with the three games, obviously down Northwood and a close one there. I guess we'll start there. You're down 9 at halftime. What did you tell the team in the locker room to get them back and get that win in that second half?
Well, I can't say exactly what I said because it would be inappropriate for radio. but we just talked about doing our stuff our way, and you know what? That's what we've been doing the whole year, to be honest with you. And you know, we just weren't doing it very well in the first half, and I thought in the second half we calmed down a bit and started grinding a little bit and doing it our way and made a run and I think our defense was good. I think we got the ball inside offensively, and you know, of course, Monroe had another superior game, but that's the way it's kind of trending too for us. For if he's good, we're pretty good, and that happened again.
Is it getting more and more, Coach, that they are starting to have to key on him and opening up other guys on the floor, because he's not a secret anymore?
No, he's not a secret, and certainly Lake State jumping to the next game. Lake State did that. They really put a guard on him, and some of it was my fault. You know, we told Kyle to get inside, but he didn't stay inside, and I didn't demand it like we did on Monday night. So it was good. It was a learning process. Kyle saw that in the Lake State game. You know, we're going to need to change things up a little bit. They held him. Help me out, Wes. I think five. It was 5 or 6 points. And you know, for him, that for him, he was disappointed in what he did, and you know, certainly, you know, wanted to do better. And we didn't do a lot of practice on Sunday, but we emphasized, hey, if they're going to put a guard on you, we're going to make them pay. And you know, I think we put that statement out to the league and to, you know, well, Northern Michigan especially, that you know, we're going to put him in the post, and that's where he's going to operate. We're not going to tell him that he can't play on the perimeter anymore, but with a smaller guard, him being at 6'6", you know, he can really maneuver in there and get some shots off and score. So that's how we're going to use him in that situation. And you know, next time we play Lake State, we'll get that opportunity to you know, I'm not saying the results are going to be great every night, but he's going to be in the post a little bit more.
Moving on to Monday, obviously we were concerned about the tiredness of the guys, and seemed like we hadn't, you know, all year long we haven't played that second game of the road trip real well. Now this was the third game in 5 days, but it seemed like you guys had pretty good jump and obviously got off to a good start.
You know what, I don't normally do this, especially after a loss, but we said forget the game on Saturday. You know, I wanted to emphasize to the, especially the young kids, the freshmen, what this Monday game meant, and I do agree with you, Wes. I thought we had good jump. I thought we had good energy. I thought we played harder than them. I thought we were the aggressors. And you know, in a game like that, if you don't have those qualities and you don't do that, you don't stand much of a chance. And I was really happy and proud of how they responded coming off the Lake State game and understood what this game meant as far as, you know, the UP rivalry thing. And I'm really, really happy that our kids played well. You know, in evaluating after the game, we did give up I think it got to 21 in the second half. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
And you know, they cut it to 6, but you know, that's going to happen in those games. You're going to have runs in Northern made some nice baskets, a couple three-pointers, and did some things in transition. And you know, you go back and you evaluate our shots. They were good, high percentage shots that had they gone in, it would have stayed a double digit game the whole way. And they just didn't go in. And you know, of course, that's what we'll, you know, discuss for the future. But you know, we're not trying to miss those shots, and we've missed them all year. And you know, we had a 3 or 4 minute spell where we didn't make those shots, although they were grade A shots, and that's just what happened.
You remember a game in your career where you only made 2 field goals in the last 15 minutes and got a win?
Boy, did we shoot the free throws. No. The answer is no. And it's interesting, you know, because during that Lake State game, the dynamics of just college basketball in general, during the Lake State game, I've always said it's changing so much over the course of the last couple of years that I will see more in the time from now, the time that I retire, than I did in the first, you know, 29 years. And it's interesting because we I've never been on the wrong side of a 23-0 run. Lake State's scored 23 unanswered points. You turn on the Big Ten last night, and Indiana put 25 straight on Michigan. So it happens at all levels, and it's really interesting studies that if you really dove into numbers and that, you could find out some interesting things to tell your kids.
Well, obviously a big chore coming up on Thursday. Talk about Ferris State, Coach. I know they've not lost many games.
You know what, Dirk? They put a whooping on us down there, and of course we watch it home on the way home on Monday night, and then watch it again yesterday. They put a whooping on us, and I don't think we're going to play that bad. And I don't know that we have to throw out all of our offenses and put in new defense just for this game. I think if we just get settled in and do our stuff better than what we did down there, we're going to give ourselves a good chance. Once we lost it down there, and these games happen, and I've been a part of a lot of those. It goes, and we couldn't get it back. But the key to that is don't let it start getting slippery so fast, and we tried to switch up some defenses down there, and I think after evaluating the tape a couple times, we got to stay with our stuff and not panic. And I don't know that we panicked. We just got sped up, and then you start trying to change the complexion of the game, and it didn't help us down there. But we'll do that again, but we just got to stick to our stuff, and I think we'll be a lot better off. But they did put a shellacking on us, and they pretty much had their way. But we're gonna I hope this is okay to say on the radio. You got to smash them back. They smashed us. We got to smash them back.
Coach, home for Winter Carnival, is that a good thing or a bad thing in terms of distractions and obviously all that comes with it?
You know what? I like the way these guys are staying focused as far as the games go. I do think that we can call it a distraction, but I think our kids have to see what Michigan Tech is, as far as the carnival life goes, and experience that. And I know it's tough being an athlete and playing in your respective sports during that time, but I do think it's part of the college experience, and it's good for them to see that all these people come out and they want to come out and watch our teams play during that time, and to see the statues and be around it and the hoopla and all the stuff that's going on. And I do kind of like being home during that time, because the energy of everybody is high during there, so I think that can only help us when it comes to game time.
And Grand Valley's, Coach, what about them? Still ahead of us in our standings there.
Well, they had a big lead down there, Dirk, and we fought back, and we did some things really well in that second half. And of course, that's what we'll build on in talking when we talk about Grand Valley. They are very athletic. They're very talented. They are ahead of us in the standings, as is Ferris. But if we want to get into this tournament, it'd be nice to knock off a good team. We've beaten some teams above us, obviously. But you got to continue to do that if you want to make the conference tournament. And we're right there. And that's what we tell our guys. Until they tell us mathematically we're out of it, we're going to bite, scratch, claw, fight. Whatever we have to do to get in there. Except we're not going to break the rules or be dirty. That's one thing we won't do.
Oh, that's no fun.
No, that's not part of it. Okay. I like to bite, scratch, and claw, though, because that means you're grinding it out.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, we're happy you're back home. I know it's been a lot of basketball in a very short period of time, but not hard to get up for these games. Ferris State, 7:30 after the women's game, and Grand Valley State on Saturday, 2 o'clock after the women's game that starts at noon. Michigan Tech men's basketball at home. Get your tickets. Coach, good luck this weekend, and happy Winter Carnival to you.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, Dirk. Looking forward to it.
All right. That is Coach Kevin Luke. We've got more Drive Time coming up.